coming up on All Access.
Let's play together, fellas. Let's show the world who we are.
Back on the clock. Touchdown.
Spike it.
We're down. Gotta get it. Gotta make something happen.
Tom off the snap. He throws it left. He's looking for Cooks in the end zone. It's a touchdown. Patriots.
Congratulations, that's a good win. Good football team you beat.
How do we feel about our second win?
Oh, yeah!
When you have a ball in the air like that last play, all you want to do is just make the play and help your team win. You're not thinking about anything else.
And the group of guys that came on this trip, I don't think there's ever been an assembly fight like this that have ever come to this country in any field.
I mean, Keekly is really the top linebacker in the league. I mean, he is pretty much every year. He should be in the running for MVP defensively every single year.
Houston presented a problem as it took a thrilling finish in Foxborough for the Patriots to put away the Texans. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. It wasn't always pretty, but New England had just enough left in the tank on an unusually warm September afternoon to move to 2-1 on the year. Next up, another NFC South opponent. Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers visit Foxborough. We'll break down the Panthers. But before we do, let's relive the sights and sounds from their win over Houston.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's play together, fellas. Let's show the world who we are. Let's play for something, fellas, for purpose, for everybody watching us. Let's go, dominate on three. 1, 2, 3, dominate.
He throws it left. He's looking for Cooks in the end zone.
A lot of good situational football there. All the stuff we talk about at the end of the game, coming down to one or two plays, 1 or 2 seconds. All right, there it was, right there. So congratulations. That's a good win. Good football team you beat. Wasn't our best. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. That's obvious. All right. Good job, fellas. All right.
How do we feel about our second win?
Oh, yeah!
I'm Bob Sosie with thoughts on the Texans game. Here in New England, we've grown accustomed to watching the ageless Tom Brady lead so-called comebacks for the ages. And while his Week 3 heroics against the Texans pale in comparison to what Brady accomplished in two of the last three Super Bowls, it was still another history-making performance. Against a Houston defense that had not allowed a 300-yard passer in the previous 31 games, Brady threw for 378 yards and became only the second 40-year-old to complete 5 touchdown passes in a single game. The last, with 23 seconds left, marked a record 8th regular season game in which Brady's thrown a TD pass in the final minute to transform a deficit into a lead. Of course, the 25-yard game winner landed in the arms of toe-tapping Brandon Cooks, who caught 5 passes overall for 131 yards, including another score resulting from Cooks' third reception of at least 40 yards in his first 3 games as a Patriot. Though the Pats surrendered more than 400 yards to rookie Deshaun Watson and the Texan offense, linemen Malcolm Brown and Lawrence Guy, who logged a combined 96 snaps on a brutally hot afternoon, came up with a key third down stop in the waiting minutes before safety Daron Harmon denied Houston's end zone heave in the final seconds.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down, talk with the coach. Coach, congratulations. That's 2 in a row, but a lot of work to do. Fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We got a long way to go. Hopefully we can keep getting better every week.
Everybody's talking about the heat. Going back, I've been around here. Well, I'm getting old if you can't tell. How hot was it? And was it a factor as you had to kind of maybe judge some personnel groupings as the day went on?
You know, it was a warm day and probably warmer than any training camp day I can remember as well. So. But no, overall, I thought everybody held up pretty well. You know, we did a lot of hydrating and, you know, we utilized some people, you know, rolled some personnel in there, where we could, but there are other guys that really played the majority of the game and, I thought they held up well.
I know there are a lot of plays you'd like to have back, so to speak, but, you know, just ones that stick out to me, like that 3rd and 1, you know, the personnel grouping, and I know you compared it, you know, going back a couple of years to where your goal line in that situation, how big was that 3rd and 1 stop to give you guys a chance on that final drive?
Well, we needed that. You know, had they got the first down, been able to run the clock down, we would have not had very much time. So, yeah, that was a key play for us that we needed. It was kind of reminded me of the Oakland game from 2001 where Oakland got 7 yards on first down. So it was 2nd and 2, 2nd and 3, and then 3rd and 1. Well, this game, the Texans game, was kind of like that because they gained 7 yards on first down and then 3rd and 1 and then the stop. So, That was a huge play for us.
All right, going to that final drive, and you've been part, especially with this quarterback, a part of many, many really good comebacks, but it wasn't perfect. You know, in the Super Bowl, everything sort of lined up for you. But you look at this one, you know, quarterback fumbles the ball, you recover it, penalties, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 18. Was that as much of overcoming adversity on a drive as you've been part of as a game ends?
It was. There were some tough opportunities in that drive. The yardage, as you said, the ball being stripped, and then you know, Moore getting his hands on the over route, almost intercepting that. So, you know, we had some close calls there. Great throw and a great catch on the touchdown. You know, which in this league, that's kind of what happens sometimes. Is you get that extra chance, and you know, great players make great plays.
I know Brandon's been having some great plays for you going back to camp and that, but it really seems this is the one where, you know, I don't want to say it's your defining Patriots moment. I mean, well, somebody, all your players have that at one time or another, but good to see him really respond, especially even with the first dig touchdown where he ran away from coverage.
Yep, that was, you know, Brandon has done a great job for us, and he's made some big plays in every game, but there were certainly some big ones in the Texans game.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Touchdown! Patriots!
Fresh off a two-touchdown performance, we sit down with receiver Brandon Cooks.
You know, we just got to continue to just work together, get on the same page, and hopefully there'll be more of that. Yeah.
And later, you're invited on the trip of a lifetime with 18 members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame to Touchdown Israel 2.
What a great experience. What a great opportunity.
Think about this has been standing this well. Thousands of years.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Got a lot of work to do. That's what the coach said to his team in the locker room after their win against Houston. Dan Roach checks in on a Patriots team with room for improvement.
It's caught!
Is he it?
It's a touchdown!
Thanks to another miracle comeback orchestrated by Tom Brady, the Patriots escaped Gillette Stadium with a three-point victory Sunday.
It wasn't perfect by any means, but, you know, guys were able to get the job done, and we were able to go down and win the football game.
Baby steps. As the Patriots hit the quarter pole of their season, this 2-1 team is, as boring as it may seem, simply trying to get better, day by day and week by week.
It's a process, and we're always trying to play the best football we can. And every week we go in there to compete and to learn from the mistakes that we make in order to have a better performance next time around.
And after facing impressive rookie Deshaun Watson Sunday, the Pats get three-time Pro Bowler and former NFL MVP Cam Newton this week, a player Bill Belichick called public enemy number one when it comes to mobile quarterbacks.
A big dude, obviously experienced quarterback, strong guy, hard to take down, hard to tackle. I mean, so we got to deal with him. And not only he can run, he can throw.
Meanwhile, Brady's heroics may have overshadowed the pounding he took from the Texans' D to the tune of 5 sacks and 8 quarterback hits. But on Wednesday, he said the road to recovery has been good.
I know you guys think I'm crazy when I say it, but probably when I was younger, it was a lot harder for me. So now I actually feel better, faster, just based on the things I do. You know, there's some luck involved, but let's go again, baby. Let's line them up and play.
It's been an interesting journey for Carolina linebacker Shaq Thompson. He was actually drafted by the Boston Red Sox in the 2012 Major League Draft, but played 1 year of rookie ball, went 0-39 with 37 strikeouts. Shifting his gears to football, he was drafted by the Panthers out of Washington in 2015 and has been with Carolina ever since. Looks like football has treated him well. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachy, thank you very much for joining me now. As Patriots wide receiver Brandon Cooks, and going back to Sunday,
yeah,
I said after the game that was your coming out party. That was your coming out party. Do you feel the same way?
In a sense, just one of those things that I know I can play. We all do. It's just a matter of time and when it was going to happen. You know, we just got to continue to just work together, get on the same page, and hopefully there'll be more of that. Yeah.
Tell me about the final drive.
Yeah.
Because it was weird the way it happened.
Yeah.
You know, two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah.
It wasn't how you drew it up. Let's put it that way.
No.
But tell us about the final drive and take me through the final touchdown.
I would just have to say the poise that was in the huddle. No one was panicking. It was like everyone, we've been there before. We practice this every day. As long as we just do our job the best that we can, we felt like we would come out all right. So when you have a ball in the air like that last play, all you want to do is just make the play and help your team win. You're not thinking about anything else. You just want to win the game, and whatever it takes, you're willing to do.
You came down, dotted the I's, both feet,
yeah,
inbounds.
And they reviewed it.
Yeah.
But you knew in your heart of hearts, right?
Absolutely.
That it was a catch.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
No question. No question about it.
Love it.
How psyched are you being here and earning Tom Brady's trust?
Yeah.
How long does it take to do that? And do you feel like you guys are on the same page? Or are you getting there?
Maybe your words can't explain my joy in being in this organization. From the moment I found out, it was definitely a blessing from, you know, the Kraft family, mm-hmm. Coach Belichick believing in me. But as far as getting on the same page with Tom, you know, I don't necessarily think we're there yet. We got to keep going.
Really?
We have a long way to go as an offense. I have a long way to go to continue to earn that trust. But the great thing about it is I like to work, and I'm looking forward to earning that trust. But I wouldn't necessarily say we're there yet.
Do you feel like you yourself are picking up the offense pretty good?
Absolutely, yeah.
When you got here, was your head spinning?
No. Okay. It's football, you know. It's like studying in school, you know. As long as you study and put time into it, it shouldn't be confusing, right?
Carolina Panthers, a team that is coming in here, they've been struggling, but you can't overlook them, right?
Not at all. I mean, great defense, great organization, great team. In this league, you can never overlook any opponent. They're coming here hungry, and we know that. We just got to continue to work on our craft, trust our process, and tune out everything else.
Great job.
Thank you.
Brandon Cooks, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Here's what to watch for when New England hosts the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, October 1st at 1 p.m. Gillette Stadium is certainly unfamiliar territory for the Panthers. It's only their second trip to Foxborough in franchise history. Continuing with that theme, it will be the first trip to Gillette for 2015 NFL MVP Cam Newton. Newton won the only regular season meeting between these teams back in 2013. 1 week after giving up 3 touchdown passes to Drew Brees, the Panthers will get to face Tom Brady, who has thrown 8 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick returns, and we talk about Carolina. Obviously, they just played the Saints. Does that help in preparation when you got two teams sort of stacked there? Maybe you're not real familiar with them being NFC opponents, but you're playing bang-bang, and maybe that helps with preparation?
Yeah, it really does. In fact, you know, we've got all 4 teams in the first half of the season from that division. So in watching them in the offseason play against each other, you kind of get a feel for not only the team you're watching, but the team they're playing against that's in their division. So, yeah, and it was good, you know, having just played the Saints, to see some of the things that the Saints did against them. You kind of understood how Carolina was attacking them or defending what the Saints were doing because, you know, of our familiarity with that opponent. So, yeah, that was good.
Let's talk about their linebackers. You faced a good crew last week, and without talking about the Texans, but moving forward, you know, Thompson, Davis, Kuechly. Luke Kuechly is probably the best middle linebacker in the game. This is the best you probably faced, fair to say?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, Kuechly is really the top linebacker in the league. I mean, he is pretty much every year. He should be in the running for MVP defensively every single year because his production, his numbers are outstanding. He makes more tackles than anybody else. He's got more interceptions than any other linebacker. And he's got by quite a bit in both of those categories. Very instinctive, runs well. Very few false steps. He's on the ball or to his assignment very quickly. He's long. He's athletic. He covers a lot of ground. He plays hard. He plays a great effort. Makes a lot of plays in pursuit and chase. So he's an outstanding player.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket. Twitter question of the week comes from @LukeJohns. Ask you about Christian McCaffrey. When you have a rookie that you're facing, and you only got 3 games on tape, guy had 9 catches against the Saints, is there enough film going to preseason, 3 games here, or do you have to actually look at maybe what he did, you know, collegiate tape, so to speak?
No, I think there's enough film on McCaffrey. Although we've seen some of his plays in from Stanford, especially in the return game, but he's got plenty of plays in Carolina's offense, which is really the most important thing: is how are they using him? What are they doing with him? Not what some other team did with him, but you know the team that we're playing. How do they use him? So, yeah, I think we have. I'm glad we weren't opening with him because that's the opener's kind of is. But now after 3 games, I think it's. kind of declared as to how they want to use him, and they mix it up, but I think we've seen him in maybe the majority of the spots that he's going to be in.
All right, good stuff right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag at AskBB. I think you already teased the Bell Illustrator. Luke Kuechly Show?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Sit tight. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this, then the Bell Illustrator.
Coming up on All Access.
Relive a trip to the Holy Land filled with football, faith, and fun.
Gotta get that stiff arm ready.
And later, Bill Belichick introduces us to the Carolina Panthers on the Belistrator.
Kuechly does a great job of, first of all, diagnosing plays. He rarely takes a false step.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
Our 22nd season of Coach of the Week with a trip to Boston to visit Boston College High School. The Eagles went out of state, traveling all the way to New Jersey to beat Hudson Catholic High School in Jersey City.
And you guys do great things.
In doing so, we salute head coach John Bartlett as our Coach of the Week. Presenting the award was Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. For their efforts, the BC High School football program will receive a $1,000 donation from the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Congratulations, Coach Bartlett and the entire Eagles team.
1, 2, 3, Eagles!
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The country of Israel holds a special place in Patriots owner Robert Kraft's heart. It's where he honeymooned with his young bride more than 50 years ago. He's been leading missions to the Holy Land for over 25 years. In June, as a continuation of that theme, Kraft sponsored 18 of the greatest NFL players who have ever lived for a trip of a lifetime. It's called Touchdown Israel 2.
My family and I are into spirituality, and no matter what your background, you'll find a way to be uplifted by the country. And I want to just say on a personal note that all of you in this room were heroes of mine. And, you know, what you've done for America and what you've done for the game I love has been so special. We're just gonna have love here anyhow.
Hallelujah.
So thanks for coming.
Hallelujah.
I enjoyed doing the last trip so much. And the group of guys that came on this trip, I don't think there's ever been an assemblage quite like this that have ever come to this country in any field.
Dropped everything and I said, there's no way that I would not take this opportunity to be, you know, in a place that, you know, Israel's only as big as New Jersey. And so many things have happened here over the millennia than really any other place on the planet.
Well, as a Christian, it's been a lifelong dream of mine to be able to get to the birthplace of Christ, but also, you know, this region and the spirituality in the region. Muslims, Jews, Christians, all in one region.
What a great experience, what a great opportunity.
Think about this has been standing this well for thousands of years.
Hopefully growing a game that all of us enjoyed and loved all of our life, and then have the opportunity to be in a beautiful place like this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you so much for coming.
Have fun. You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Gotta get that stiff arm ready.
Get that stiff arm ready.
Okay. There you go.
I work on it.
Honored visitors, hundreds of our players gathered here this evening in Ramat HaSharon to pay tribute to the Gold Jackets. Most of our players were too young to have seen you play, but for our players, your names and accomplishments are truly legendary and inspiring.
Please welcome Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, Hall of Famer Jim Brown, and Hall of Famer Mean Joe Greene. One of the great quarterbacks to ever play this game. Hall of Famer, Joe Montana.
In the infamous words of Deacon Jones, this is a team that you can't be cut, traded, or you can't even die out of this team. You're going to be a Hall of Famer for all of existence.
One, two, three.
Fire!
It was great to get to a field and see American football being played in Israel.
Oh, get him! Get him!
I was impressed. I'm saying to myself, okay, they get it. They have the essence of what football really is.
Look at him.
Little, y'all ain't cultured right. Matter of fact, the last team that just left here asked us to switch sides and help coach.
Okay. Yeah,
I just want
Bruce Smith. Andre Reed. I am a fan of football and a fan of pro football. I've been that way for a long, long time. Just right here being in Israel with 17 other Hall of Fame players, it's special. And there's a couple of guys in there calling me Papa. So, yeah, time has been good to me.
We'll have more from Touchdown in Israel 2 as football and faith intersect in the coming weeks on Patriots All Access.
The Dead Sea, being in Galilee, being where Jesus was born, seeing where he was crucified, making sense out of that in your own mind, it's life-affirming.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Zoe, it's Fourier, Carolina week. What are we going to talk about? I don't want to talk about Luke Kuechly.
Okay, forget about Luke. Yeah. Let's talk offense. Let's talk Christian McCaffrey. Yes. They went ahead and they signed this guy in the first round because they didn't want Cam Newton to do all the work, right? They wanted him to throw out of the pocket. Right. They needed to give him another weapon out of the backfield.
So now, how are they going to use him as a weapon? He's more of the Darren Sproles type. So
I tell you what, okay. He lines up everywhere, right? Here's just a quick thing, right? Identify where he is. If he's in the backfield, first things first, an easy swing pass. Gets him out on the edge. It's just like a pitch play.
Okay, now, Cam Newton goes in the gun. This is where Cam, all of a sudden, with the threat of the run, get a little return motion going back.
Identify who's covering him. Automatic, you can go to the flat. Okay, he can go down the field. He can go up the field. Angle routes. I tell you what else I think will happen. So you get a nice little setup. He's identified himself in the backfield. And here comes the read zone, right? Here it comes. No, he keeps it. And then he comes up the field, real wheel route. Lots of different options. This guy is fast, he's quick, he's tough. He can even run out of an I formation, out of a pro set, return kicks, punt returns. He does it all.
With the fact that he's down and he's going to be in the box or in this area right here, I've got to think it's still going to be continued. Four safeties with that big nickel look, because you really don't want guys like David Harris, Cal Van Noy chasing this guy around. That's a bad matchup problem for the Patriots. You know, we got so many things we do at the end of these things.
We do.
What do you got from Carolina from your days?
Well, I just think we should just walk off together.
Well, it is unity.
Yeah,
right?
Let's just walk off together.
We're teammates. I can be your teammate.
Buddies, you know,
here, you want my ball?
Yeah, okay, thanks, man.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by GEICO.
Carolina makes its way to New England this Sunday. It's time now for our opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico. Well, the Panthers offense, they've got a lot of speed. And the Patriots last week, they saw a running quarterback in rookie Deshaun Watson. But this week, they'll see a more experienced running quarterback in Cam Newton. Newton, he's proven himself at the highest level. But this season, he has some extra weapons to work with.
Just like every week, we're playing a great team, and we will always play a great team. But you know, it's really about us and how we execute and how we come together as a unit and you know, do the things we know we're capable of. Football is football, and it'll always be football. It's 11 guys on 11 guys, and whoever executes the best is going to win.
Well, that's all from the Carolina Panthers' perspective. Let's learn a little bit more about the X's and O's. We'll send it over to Scott Zolak. Here is the Bellastrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. This guy right here, we named this a Luke Kuechly show right here because we're going to do the Bellastrator. Good look at their linebackers right here, right, Coach? Luke Kuechly right there in the middle.
Right. Well, there's a lot of great players on this Carolina defense, but it really starts right here in the middle with 59. And, you know, Kuechly does a great job of, first of all, diagnosing plays. He rarely takes a false step. He sees and reacts extremely quickly to whatever the play is, run, pass, play action. You know, it doesn't matter. And you could see he uses his instinct here and his quickness to get underneath the center reach block and come under and, you know, make the play for a loss on an outside play. Kuechly's got great range and anticipation and runs very well. So he gets sideline to sideline, makes a lot of plays down the field and, you know, close to the sideline, away from where he lines right up with his, again, his speed, his anticipation. In his length.
I heard you talk about this past Wednesday in your press conference, his ability to diagnose it. You're pretty much not going to fool this guy.
It's really hard. Okay. And, yeah, we'll see that in a second. You know, here's a good example of a play where in the San Francisco game, they throw the ball to the receiver. The corner misses the tackle, and then the safety comes over here, and you can see he's going to be out of position. So, you know, the two guys that are really left in the defense, the corner and the safety, you know, both come clean. The receiver beats both of them on the route. But here's Kuechly right here coming to make the play from the backside. You have great effort and great pursuit. These are the kind of plays that he makes, not just the ones that he's supposed to make in the running game and so forth that are, you know, kind of in his area. But plays like this that, honestly, you would think the middle linebacker would have no business making this play. And, you know, he tracks it down 25 yards downfield. You know, not only makes the tackle, but really comes pretty close right here. You can see that right arm coming down, almost knocking the ball out for a strip fumble. So,
rarely comes off the field too, right? Three down,
no, he's
four
not
down
off the field. Okay. When the offense comes out there.
Oh, lucky he doesn't punt. Jeez. All right.
Here's the play you were talking about, Scott, in terms of play action. You see, he doesn't even take a false step. He reads it. He's back. You know, the safety gets pulled up a little bit by the action, but not Kuechly. He, in this, you know, immediately recognizes. In fact, he recognizes it so fast he almost overruns the slant route, but then makes a great play to come back and, you know, turn, make a tough catch on the ball. And there's a lot of receivers that wouldn't make this catch. Does a great job of not only being in position, but then finishing the play with, you know, great hand-eye coordination, making a good interception. And then, you know, play from last year, but here's a blocked field goal that he picks up. And you can see his speed, his open field running.
Overall game awareness this guy has. It's
just a great football player. And this guy should be a candidate for MVP every single year.
Wow, it's big-time stuff. All right, Coach, good luck against Carolina.
Thank you.
Good luck for three in a row.
Thanks, Scott.
There's your Bellastrator. That's a good one right there. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Earlier this week, Patriots players spent their day off in Boston and for the eighth consecutive year teamed up with United Healthcare and Kaboom to make a difference in the community.
It's awesome, you know, coming out here and the community and craft put this together in a hurry for a play 60. So, you know, anything I can do to help or we can do to help is awesome.
The Boston Bridge Charter School was the recipient as players helped put the finishing touches on the new equipment.
You know, it's all about giving back to the community. You know, these kids are really going to enjoy this and to, you know, be able to give that joy to these children. It's really a blessing, so I wouldn't miss it.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. We're going to start with the national anthem, then we're going to move on. But is it over, or will this continue? And did they handle it the right way?
Well, I don't know if there are any right or wrong ways for the players. I think it's individual choice. But what did strike me, Steve, was you know, a lot of the talk, a lot of the words being used after the game were about team and unity and brotherhood. And quite honestly, I looked at one sideline and saw the Houston Texans doing exactly the same thing. There was 46 players locked arm in arm. And on the Patriots sideline, there were, you know, maybe a dozen or so players kneeling and a few others locked arm in arm and a few others doing other things. So I didn't really see the togetherness there, and that was what kind of stuck out to me.
I do think it's over. I think it's a one-week thing. Mm-hmm. We'll revisit next week and see if I'm right on that. And the reason why is the timing of it. I think when the president made the remarks on a Friday night, it was very raw.
Right.
And like Paul said, there's no right or wrong answers. And you have right. different people that are going to be affected by it different ways, Steve. Mm-hmm. And we're all different. And Paul and I, we can't look at it the same way as others, right? Because of who we are, our background,
exactly.
right? And I think it put Bill Belichick in a tough spot mm-hmm. because I don't think he can tell the team, this is what we're going to do. I do believe that there was unity in the sense of those guys all respect each other. That's the unity I think they do have within that room.
All right, let's talk about the game itself. Did that comeback win feel like a loss?
No, I don't think it felt like a loss, but it certainly was a game that maybe could have, would have, should have. Mm-hmm. Dare we say should have been a loss? I mean, I think Houston, for large stretches of time, was the better team. I think that they had some individual plays that had they made. Certainly, you know, you get a fumble and an interception on the last drive, the game-winning drive for the Patriots. But what you saw again, Steve, is the greatness of Tom Brady. And he, at times, just wills his team to victory. Sunday was one of them.
No, it didn't feel like a loss. But I think if you don't look at it and say, wow, the fine line between winning and losing is that thin, and we could have mm-hmm. a whole different discussion. I mean, this could be a 1-2 football team right now that we're talking about. And think about how the tenor of the discussion would change. What's wrong with the defense? You know, can they keep relying on Brady? And these are all questions we're going to ask. But when you ask them when the team is 2-1 that you're talking about, it doesn't seem like there's the same urgency as if it was 1-2.
So here's my next question. Have they overrated this team?
I still don't think they're overrated, because I look at all the flaws that we see. The defense is dead last in all the vital categories. Offensively, everything that Mike said is true. They can't pick up a yard. 2 third-and-ones on Sunday, 2 fourth-and-ones on opening night. And they're still 2-1. They still have the most points scored. You know, they still do a lot of different things well. They're struggling and still, in my opinion, one of the better teams. So I don't think that we've overrated them. I don't think they've played their best football yet.
I'd just like to make 2 points. I mean, the first is that for all the things we talk about they have to fix, there's obviously some other bright spots, right? I mean, the 3rd-and-1 stop on defense, you got to give them credit for that.
Sure.
But here's where I will hold myself accountable, and I overrated this team. When they signed Stephon Gilmore mm-hmm. and decided to pair him with Malcolm Butler and bring the safeties back, McCourty, Chung, Harmon, I thought to myself, this could be the best secondary in the NFL, maybe the best cornerback tandem. That was my thought. What did you say before that you might want to revisit now? I'd hold myself accountable on that one.
Prediction.
Yeah, and if Greg Olsen were healthy, I might think differently, because he's a guy that just does so many different things. But I'm going to say the same thing I did last week,
okay.
And I'm going to run the risk of being wrong like I was wrong last week. But 31-16 Patriots.
I'm right around the same range, 33-17 Patriots.
Great job, guys, as usual.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.